Hello again, everyone. I'm Brian Roush at WCUCI Radio in Savannah. He's Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Aledo, and we're Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio. And, Jim, it's that magic time of the year, and really, I think, you know, the high school football playoffs are awesome. And, you know, it all culminates with the state championships, and that's such a fun time. But Selection Saturday, that pairings release, has become one of the coolest things in high school sports.
Yeah, and I think it's really, I don't know if the IHSA will come out and say it, but it's their biggest single night event now, I think, for the organization. And that's odd because it's, you know, we're not talking about direct competition or games here, but it's the anticipation and the speculation and the traffic they generate on their site that night awaiting the, you know, the 256 qualifiers, the pairings, and, you know, the enrollment classification cutoffs, all those things that go into it. But I think the speculation is the big thing that really leads up to the playoffs that gets that really drives kind of the interest for the night when the pairings are released. And I was telling you off the air that when I look back, we talk about how dramatically kind of the pairings have changed. And I know initially, you know, when I talked to John Elder with the Illinois Coaches Association, he helped create the playoff system. You know, he's like, back in the day, you know, sometimes you wouldn't find out until basically, you know, Sunday afternoon who you're playing in the first round of the playoffs. And remember, in the early days, those preliminary round games were played on Wednesday nights. And could you imagine in today's safety environment, Brian, if games were played Wednesday and then Saturday? It's amazing that that was actually even done at one time.
Yeah, it really is an amazing thing, and I'm surprised that, as you say, that it was ever allowed. And to think about it, back in the day, we think of today with huddle and, you know, the quick exchange. I mean, they had to exchange films and meet up and do all that stuff in a really short amount of time. And you might have a situation where you have two teams from, you know, conferences far, far apart with a lot of miles in between them that are meeting. I don't know how they were able to do that logistically back in the day as well.
Yeah, and I know John Hoshite here at the station, we often talk about, we kind of long sometimes for the olden days, as we say, where it's like the old election returns, and I know you can speak to this in small market radio, before all the automation and the digital formats have come into play, you know, waiting for that last, like, precinct to report in on election night, or, you know, back in the day, trying to get the information of what the pairings look like. Such a change when you look at today's environment, specifically in, you know, in 2018. I was telling you off the air when the playoffs started back in 1974, over 40 years ago, you know, we look at just five classes, 16 teams each class, 80 total qualifiers. Today there's eight classes and 256 qualifiers, 32 qualifiers per class. And I was telling you, I just, Friday morning, I went back and I looked at the original 80 qualifiers, and I think 14 of the 80 no longer exist in current format, whether it be co-ops or consolidation or some form of school reorganization. I mean, that gives you kind of a snapshot of what has gone on with the demographics, I guess, of education in Illinois. 14 of the 80 initial qualifiers no longer exist in current format. What about that?
That is kind of incredible. And when you think about it, I think about some of those teams locally that are gone, or, you know, some may not even be playing football. Some are part of, as you say, a consolidation or a co-op. But, yeah, you look back and you go, wow, that's amazing. And for many of those small towns, you know, football was kind of the thing that they, you know, hung their hat on. And the playoffs coming along in 74 really kind of gave an opportunity for not only local exposure but kind of statewide. And really, I think one of the most amazing innovations in high school football in Illinois was the start of the playoffs, and they've continued to evolve. And, you know, as we say, the release of the pairings is pretty exciting. and you know if that garners a lot of interest, that the whole process is a pretty special thing.
Yeah, and here's, I'll give you the 11 of the schools that were involved in 1A, 2A in 74 that no longer exist in current format. Lamoille, Flanagan, Table Grove VIT, which is part of a co-op now, Stronghurst Southern, that's the West Central School District now, Broadlands ABL, Casey, Iliopolis, Hancock Central, of course, Carthage now part of Illini West, Rova and Galva and Williamsfield formed the Mid-County Co-op, and then Galva was also alive in the 74 playoffs in 2A, and then Alexis, of course, part of the Warren School District now. So there's a little history for you about how, you know, the demographics have really changed in Illinois. All right, WCCI, they kick off at 7 o'clock tonight. WRMJ kicks off at 7 o'clock tonight. I tell everyone, always listen to local radio first and foremost. He's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. I'm Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Aledo. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio.